Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. School's back in session, everybody, which means Raycon is having their annual back-to-school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. Hello, and welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're here. I don't know why I do that every week.
Skim show.
You know, I do it every week because you go, I go, hey, rah, 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 and I'm Kim. And then I feel like I have to go, and we're, rah, rah, rah. I have to add something. I don't know why I do that.
And this is Skim.
Should I not do that? Should I?
Do whatever you want.
All right. I have free realm?
Rain.
Rain? Jeez, what the hell, Scott? Can't find words? Anyway, welcome back. It's episode 122, and it is Thursday, September 7th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And fall has fallen.
Fall has fallen.
It's nice, though, right?
The temperature's a little cooler. Nice. Although I did today, you'll be happy to know. So last week,
yeah,
when the kids were here, or I guess it was on Monday, I got stung by a wasp.
Oh, yeah.
So mad.
Kim got stung by. How's it look? Let's see.
It's looking better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm using tea tree oil on it, and it's helping. But oh, my gosh.
Last time you had a bee sting.
You're so mad at them.
You had a big gnarly kind of ring looking thing. It was bad.
This
time, we put tea tree oil, some kind of spray unit. What was that stuff?
Bug spray stuff.
Bug spray stuff. And like immediately went after it, and it was way better. But you woke up in the middle of the night itching, though.
I woke up in the middle of the night scratching it in my sleep. Didn't even know.
Yeah,
by the way, Mike, who sends us the coolest things.
Mike Pachula. Can I just say one more time how awesome that guy is? By the way, I reached out to him.
Uh-huh.
I said, we want to repay you somehow. You're so nice, very thoughtful. The things you think to send are perfect for the moment. Like,
yes.
It's just too kind. And he said all this stuff about how, you know, important the content is to him and not to worry about it. And he just loves helping.
Oh, that's so nice.
So he's just the nicest guy. And so Mike Pachulik, I see you. I see you.
Also, he sent a bug sting remover, but it came on Tuesday.
Oh,
so I was laughing because I'm like, oh my gosh, how did he know?
Well, it's because we had just talked about this with some other bugs. Like when we went to, Bear Lake.
Bear Lake. They were pretty bad.
We were like, hey, there's
these. They are itchy bug bites this year. I don't know what the difference is, but I did mow the lawn this morning, and I found the wasp nest.
Oh, the nest responsible for the.
Yes, I have to wait till it's cooled off tonight and go spray it.
Vengeance will be yours.
Vengeance will finally be mine.
Wow. Is it a big one?
Like, I don't know. It's under a rock. You can see where they're all coming and going from. It's one of the big landscaping rocks in the front yard.
Mm-hmm. What bugs me about it is this was completely, entirely unprovoked.
Yeah, I'm just walking down the street, actually walking down the sidewalk with Van.
And his hand. Yeah. So he could
have. He was away from stinging him.
Inches from killing him. Stinging him. We don't know if he's allergic.
We don't know. Yeah.
I don't
think. Scary, though.
I don't think he's allergic, but you never know, right?
SOB. I was so mad. I was so mad about it.
Yeah, you were pissed. And it was at the end of the day where everybody was leaving. We just had this great taco night. Everybody was hanging out.
Yeah.
And And bam, bee sting. Not bee, wasp. Wasp. Wasps are jerk.
Yep.
You know what WASP stands for? We are Satan's people. Or that's what my predator. That's what my parents told me when I listened to WASP in high school. So that's the way it was. Anyway, you've also been very busy. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this, but starting tomorrow through
Monday, I'm watching one of my sister's kids, five of her kids.
At their house.
Not too far away, so I still get to see you.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
And then Tuesday, I go visit a sister who's out of state. And then I get back in about a week and a half later, I go on a sibling trip with my siblings in state. And then 10 days later, go out of state again for a niece's birthday.
For a niece's party birthday thing.
It's kind of crazy.
So I am, on the other hand, not doing any of those things. And I'm a little worried about how I will feed myself.
You're going to be fine. Carter's here. You're here. I've bought lots of frozen items. Also, Factor meals are a big factor around here.
Yeah, we like those a lot. Did you hear Carter and I are going to catch up? Our goal while you're gone is to completely catch up on what we do in the shadows because we're behind.
Great idea.
And not that we couldn't watch that with you. You like that stuff too.
But that's something you can do together.
We have a little goal while you're gone.
There you go.
Yeah, and then she goes to Korea, and then there's a chunk of October where it's just me.
Yes.
We're calling it 6 days in October, and it sounds ominous because it is. I don't know what I'm going to do myself.
I will be gone, and Carter will be in Japan and Korea. But Scott will be here taking care of dogs.
Don't worry, you guys. Dogs will live. I will live. Everything will be fine. Don't worry. October will be fine.
Just fine.
I am a little worried about COVID variants. And look, I know everybody's sick of it. They don't want to talk about COVID anymore. Bad news. It's like a yearly thing now, at least.
There's a weird variant right now.
Yeah, and I don't want it again. It sucks. So you got to be careful out there with all the stuff you're doing.
I still mask on planes, things like that. I know not a lot of people do.
You know what? I heard today, this is Brian. Brian always masks on planes. And he was saying, because we were talking about this guy on that Delta flight that pooped all over the plane.
Oh my gosh, yes.
He says that's why you want to bring a mask, not just because of trying to protect yourself from infectious disease or protect others from ones you might carry.
Spending hours.
But wear a mask. You know, he said what he'd like to do is rub peanut butter on the inside so he had to smell strong peanut butter.
I just put some tea tree oil on the inside of mine. And I would really smell it up.
I love that smell. Can I just say this? So they started putting tea tree oil on Kim's bite. It's on my foot right now for other reasons. Don't have to get into it. But tea tree oil smells like furniture refurnishing.
So it smells like shellac?
Kind of. Or like when you sand down a table and then you re-oil it. That oil smell.
It kind of does smell like that. Oh, man. It's really like, funny.
I'm one of those people that the smell of gas and those kinds of like petroleum oils.
Scott and his skunks.
Love it, dude. I think somebody once told me that meant you could easily get addicted to something if you liked the smell.
Horse manure? You're going to get addicted to that?
No, I don't like horse manure. I don't like that. But I like, you know.
Get addicted to huffing gasoline?
Yeah, and glue and things like that.
Weird.
I love those smells. I've never huffed any of it, so I don't think you have to worry about me.
Okay, good.
But anyway, that's all coming up, and we're going to still do a show. Kim will be out of state when we do one of these shows, I guess next week.
It'll be fun, though.
Yeah, we're still doing a show. It'll be fun. It'll be us on different sides of the country. We're not telling anyone where you're going. I don't know why we're being so careful.
They don't need to know.
Yeah, why do you guys care?
Going to visit a sister.
Yeah, but you're busy. Your busyness is palpable right now. Kim has just got 1,000 hands and 1,000 cookie jars, and that's just how it is. So
that's how it goes.
Hopefully things slow down and
fall around here. Although I will say I did get my Halloween stuff up. I know it's September, but
I'm
one of those people that goes, okay, if we're going to do it, let's really do this. And then November 1st, Halloween comes down.
Christmas comes up.
If I'm going to do that much work, let's do 2 months of it.
Do you have...
And I still cook for Thanksgiving,
What do you want to do for Halloween?
What do you mean?
Should we dress up or no?
I've decided I'm going totally punk for Halloween.
Punk, like you know, shave your head or what? What are you doing?
Well, it already kind of is. And I kind of have a faux hawk, so...
Yeah, you're kind of ready for it.
I can get a good mohawk going. I can, you know...
Are you
going
to color it again? Do you like a... Like your purple thing again?
I don't know.
Or
I'm not
something?
Sure about that part, but I definitely will have all the makeup.
I don't know what I want to do. There was a year where you and I were Kiss. Remember when we were Kiss members?
Yes.
You were Paul Stanley, and I was, I think I was Gene Simmons. I don't remember which one we were. But
well, I was Gene Simmons. I have the tongue, remember?
Oh, right. You were Gene. Of course you were, because you can do the tongue like him. I was Paul Stanley. I had the one eye star thing.
Yes. It was a lot of fun, though.
It was fun.
We could do that again.
But that's my question. Do I want to do something dumb like that? Or do I just...
That one's actually fun.
Just have a bowl of candy and open the door and just say, here you go, kid.
I'll put in all the earrings. I'll have my black tons of eyeliner. It'll be actually really fun.
I'm just not as fun as I used to be. That's all.
Well, you don't usually stay up the whole time to give out candy.
No.
Usually go play a scary game.
Yeah. Well, or just games in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, I'll probably do that this year, but I'm going to be up. I'll do it upstairs. I'll have my Steam Deck with
all
me.
All right.
We'll do that.
Then
how about that?
Then you can open the door. Well, then we might as well match.
And we have to make sure there's a couple of Halloween movies we have to watch this year. We always say we're going to do it, and then we don't do it.
Like what?
There's a new Muppet Haunted Mansion movie. It's a couple of years now.
Okay.
It's supposed to be great. I want to see that.
I love Muppets, okay?
And then I think last year I made you watch Barbarian.
I loved that.
I'm going to find us another good
horror
movie.
What day of the week
movie.
Is Halloween this year? Are you going to have an early morning the next day? I don't have my phone with me, so I don't know.
I don't know what day that is. I hate it when it's on a Monday.
Yeah, it makes it kind of hard.
They should do, forget about the date. They should do, every
just
third
Saturday
Thursday
night.
Or whatever.
Third Thursday.
Whatever it is.
That's fourth Thursday and that's Thanksgiving.
Okay, October 31st.
Is a Tuesday. All right.
That sucks.
That's all right.
Sucks.
Well, you still have to get up the next morning for TMS.
I got plenty to do the next day. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. We were talking earlier about something I wanted to bring up. You were walking van with it, when you got stung by a bee.
By a wasp, yes.
And it reminded me that any time, this is unexpected, all right? When everyone said, when you have grandkids, it's great. All the stereotypes about you get to send them home at the end of the day and they're only there for the fun stuff. And you get to spoil them and all these things, right? And that's all true.
It's all true. Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't expect is literally this happens in my brain. When I hear about those kids, when someone just says, by the way, this Thursday we'll have Van and Phoebe, or Phoebe will be here this morning, or we're taking Van to school, or we're helping Tay, or whatever. You mention those kids' names,
mm-hmm.
and my brain...
I get a dopamine rush.
Yep. It is the weirdest thing, because it's palpable, almost like real drugs, like someone shot it into my veins. It's like this feeling of I can't wait to see.
It's getting a video or hearing a story about him. Yesterday, I took him to school yesterday for Taylor. Yeah. And at the end of school day, I pick him up. I'm like, how was school? And he's like, it's great. Mm. And I said, what are your friends' names? And he goes, Miss Hannah. I said, no, that's your teacher. Who are your friends? And he goes, I can't finember.
I can't finember them. Yeah.
I was just like, okay, I got to share that with Scott.
So his teacher is Miss Hannah, and apparently she's very nice because he speaks very highly of Miss Hannah.
Yes. He loves school.
But I'm telling you, I don't know. There's something about it. I just get loaded up with this feeling of euphoria almost. It's so weird. And I don't remember feeling that. I mean, I always felt great about my kids, but it was never quite that intense of that,
because it was a daily thing. You saw them every day.
Every day, all day.
You don't see your grandkids every day.
That's true.
Can't wait to meet Nick's.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
I can't remember the name they picked.
I do. It's Ramona.
Okay.
Ramona. Are we not supposed to say?
I don't know.
I don't think they
I don't know if they've 100% picked.
I thought they picked.
But I think they talked about that.
They know it's a girl, and I think Ramona... I will call her Mona or Roma.
Roma, like a little tomato.
Little tomato. Ooh, my little tomato. See, I'm already getting dopamine and I haven't even met this kid. I'm so excited. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is all you guys out there who are not near this stage yet and you don't know what this is like, it is awesome. Unless you hate it, and then I don't know what to do to help you. But if you like these little kids that come out of your own kids.
That's a weird way to put that.
That is a weird way to put it. But if you do, then you're going to just love this. It's so great. And, having a 10-month-old on your lap who is saying thank you and uh-oh and more and all these words she's saying is just like a little dopamine hit every time she opens her mouth. Just like blip, 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 blip. It's amazing.
Anywho.
Hey, we're losing weight. Check this out. Kim and I are on a weight loss. People call it their weight loss journey. Do you want to call it that?
Okay.
Do you want to call it that?
I mean, we've been working at it. We have not been working at it for a few years, and now we decided we're going to work at this and start walking together and start
just eating better. All
more
that
attention, our food, all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
we're not these young 20-something no. Eat anything, eat 14 burritos and not even burp.
Like, we're also not 20 people. And can lose it by going to the gym for a month.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way for us no. anymore. So to try to head off the inevitable, dark day of death. We are working kind of hard on this, and I'm very proud of Kim because she has, since we started, lost 14 freaking pounds.
Yep.
I've lost 7.
Usually it's the other way around, which is really funny.
It is weird that I'm usually the one that loses it quicker.
Yes.
But for
just
some
as
reason...
as a guy, I feel like guys lose it faster. So I was like, well, that's just probably a lot of water weight and whatever. Yeah.
But the funny thing is you're right around where I ultimately want to be. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I... when I started getting like, ugh, I got to do something, I was looking at around 260. 6'4", 260. It's a little off the rocker.
What, not 6'3", 215? Just kidding.
You know, like people who are totally that height, for real, not making that number up at all. So anyway, what was my point? My point is we're losing weight. And so between us, what is that total? 14 and 7. I can't do the math.
21.
21. Thank you. Boy, you really did study in school.
A little
bit.
You can tell.
You were a high school class president. It shows. Nicely done. Always kissing up to the math teachers.
Oh my gosh. I was so bad at math.
I was not great at math either, as people listening to any of my shows can attest.
The math came along in the very early years when you started doing times tables. I do remember those.
Really?
Yes.
Do you remember, I don't know, like geometry and stuff? And
geometry I liked.
Trig? Do you do any trig?
No,
trigonometry?
I did
not. No. I did. I hated it. Don't remember a thing. Like if you came up to me right now and said, Scott, I'm going to blow your house up unless you can tell me what y factor B2 equals what. And I'd be like,
okay.
Burn my house, I guess. I don't know. 21? Sure. Anyway, we'll use this show as a way to, talk about our progress because I feel like that's a good way to check in every week. And it isn't us going... I ate a box of jelly-filled donuts. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, we know we have to be honest about it and talk about it on the show, so I feel like this is a good place to do that.
There you go. Who else are you going to tell?
So congratulations.
Besides the internet.
You have lost, let's see, you've lost about 14 phones, okay. Smartphones.
All right.
Is what you've lost the equivalent of.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. I have lost, let's see, 7 pounds. That's...
7 phones?
You stay with phones?
Instead of stones, we're going to call it. We lost 14 phones.
14 phone. Because they say stone in Europe.
Yes.
We lost 10 stone this week. And
nice.
Now we say phone. Also, Kim likes a show called Suits. And I want to say something about this for a second.
What do you want to say?
Netflix has it now. It apparently was a network show and then got shifted around. And now you can tell that the newer seasons are strictly streaming because they swear in it all the time. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, there was no swears. So you can tell that was an FCC thing. Anyway, I can't tell if I like it or not. There are a lot of.
I don't think you've been there around it long enough to know if you like it.
I've watched chunks of it.
Right.
I feel like the stench.
You have to know the story.
The stench of network television is all over it, meaning the pacing, the tone, you know what I mean?
I get into something and I try it as long as I can handle it, or when it starts to get boring, I'll move on to the next thing.
So far, you're enjoying this,
though. I'm so close to getting Gilmore Girls back on for the fall.
Really?
Yeah.
You're feeling that already?
I'm feeling that
already.
We
just did that, didn't we?
I know. It just got cold last weekend. That's why.
But didn't we just watch that?
No. It was last fall.
Did we have COVID during that? We did.
Maybe.
Our COVID was almost a year ago. Well, November will be a year.
It was November. Right.
That was the shittiest freaking...
We don't want to do that again.
I don't want to do it ever again. And everybody's telling me that... Even though it's less long-term severe, this new one, this new variant.
It doesn't matter. I never want it again.
The symptoms are still gnarly. I don't want to do it. That was the worst headache I ever had, the worst body ache I ever had. It was the worst sore throat I've had in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the sweet embrace of death could come, and I'd be like, sweet, let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
Anyway, what I'm saying is Suits... I'd never even heard of it. It hits Netflix. I'm thinking, oh, was this a brand new thing? I watch it with Kim. I'm like, oh, this seems like an old show.
2011.
Yeah,
it's been around a long time. I just never got around to watching it.
The Sopranos had only been over for like 4 years at that point. That's crazy. That's the year Game of Thrones started, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
That's the year the morning stream launched.
Oh my gosh, that has been
think
a long
of that.
Time.
All right, real quick here. Our friends at Raycon deserve a little love. And why? Well, they're in my ears a lot, like a whole lot. And I love them. And this may not be good for everybody in this house, but I have the sound profile turned on that basically blocks out everybody else. That way I can listen to what I want, when I want, how I want. And but you know, things may vary for you. They've got, a great way to change all that. So if you want to be able to do awareness mode, you can do that. It just depends on how aware you want to be. But I love them. If you ever wanted a personal endorsement for anything I've ever talked about on these shows, for any kind of ad, for me, Raycons are top of that list. I absolutely love these things. And, you're busy. You want to get stuff done this fall. You got a lot coming up. I mean, ultimately, we're all going to be doing the holidays again. That's always a big nightmare. Well, get some Raycon Everyday Earbuds. They feel and sound better than ever. That's the kind I have, and I love them. Yeah, maybe you're making dinner. Maybe you're, I don't know, just doing a little walk with a dog, and you need some podcast in your ear, some sort of audiobook or some great music, whatever it may be. They got you covered. They have optimized gel tips in a range of sizes for the perfect in-ear fit. They're so comfortable and will not budge. I don't have any problem with these, and usually I do. Most other brands, I struggle with how they stay in my ear. These do not give me that at all. They're very comfortable. I get 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life total. I feel like I'm never charging them, but obviously I do here and there. And, the everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews. Goodness gracious. They're also priced just right. You get the quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. So, look, if you want the tap functions, do you want noise isolation? Do you want awareness mode? Do you want high-fidelity audio? How about splash and IPX6 water resistance? Oh, man. I have dropped them in the sink, and they work just fine. I actually washed them. I've told you guys about this. I washed them once, and they still work. Anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back-to-school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 20% off site-wide, plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/skim. All right, let's do this. Let's talk about some emails and stuff. How about that?
Let's do it.
Here's one from Turner. I don't know if this is a text. Might be a text. I think it is. 801-471-0462. Turner wrote in and says, "Hey, you guys, what things do your parents like that you like too? Movies, music, etc." I think a lot of people think that if whatever your parents like, well, you're not going to like that. You're going to like whatever the opposite of what your parents like is. And I will say, to stick with what he says, movies and music, my thing that I liked that my mom liked came late for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was big band, crooner era, 40s, early Frank Sinatra era where he's wearing the hat and he's young. That era of music, mm-hmm. I love that stuff now. And I hated it as a kid and as a teenager, partly because they liked it.
Yeah, I think as far
like
as music, I don't like what my parents liked.
You still don't?
I still don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with it. It's John Denver and all the, a lot of country music. Grew up in Mississippi.
A lot of churchy stuff in your house,
yes,
too.
Yes, a lot of churchy stuff in my house. And so I'm not a big fan. I mean, I'm like very into techno. I think
Kim loves electronic music of all kinds. She likes trance. She likes deep house. She likes, if you guys have any like really great electronica recommendations,
send
them Kim's way, because
I like punk.
I do too. I love it
I'm
too.
Into punk music right now too, which has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, Carter's well, we've given her
so
nothing
a friend
to rebel
of ours,
against.
Sean has sent a list over or a playlist of, now it's about 24 hours worth of music, and it's all punk, and it's
Jeez
really
Louise.
Fun.
That's crazy.
But techno is definitely my jam.
I like everything, even some. I like bluegrass and some country adjacent music. I don't like mainstream country very much.
Yeah.
But other than that, I like it all.
We haven't listened to a lot either.
But growing up, there was stuff that like, I don't know, like the entire decade, both look, sound, and feel of the decade of the 70s, I really disliked.
Yeah.
In movies, TV, I just thought that was awful. To me, I was like, how do you guys even live through that? What a nightmare. But now I'll watch like Taxi Driver or some old, some like 70s cinema stuff really rings with me now,
mm-hmm.
whereas it didn't before.
It didn't then, And I'm only 3 years younger than you, so it was kind of the same era.
Similar, yeah. Is that
and
right?
For
three
the same
years?
Reason, I didn't I wasn't into what they were into.
Yeah, it's normal. You're not supposed to be with your parents. When you're young, maybe you do. You know, when you're like little, everything your parents do is awesome.
But I think you go through a time, maybe your 20s to 30s, where you're like, no, I got to find my own way.
Yeah.
Got to find my own thing.
Yeah. And you do.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, then you can look back and go, oh, you know what? That wasn't so bad.
That wasn't so bad. And I like that now as you get older. I think that's normal.
Okay. I will say this. My mom loved Tom Jones in the way that like a modern person loves Taylor Swift or who's the One Direction kid, the one that's half naked all the time. I can't think of his name.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. The way people feel about them now, that level of fandom is how she was with Tom
Jones. She was like, oh, he was so sexy. And you're like, oh my gosh.
It's not unusual. That whole thing. I look back at that now and I enjoy it, but on a very ironic level. I don't think it's great. I just think it's funny or cheeseball.
It's fun
or,
to listen to when you're going to Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that just that feels era, like it's supposed to be there, you know?
Late 60s, early 70s sort of Vegas-y show toony stuff. I don't know what it is about that, but I find that really fun to have around, but I don't want to seek it out. And like, you know, I'm not making playlists of this stuff for having sex. Here's another one from Sandra. I love how many women, by the way, listen to this show. It makes me happy.
Awesome.
It says, hi there. My name is Sandra and I love your show. Well, thank you, Sandra. She says, this grilled chicken marinade is so good. I had to share it with you guys. Features tender and flavorful chicken breast marinated in a zesty lemon and herb marinade. Perfect for a summer barbecue or a simple weekend dinner. This dish is sure to become a family favorite for you guys. Boy, that's like, I just like reading that out of a freaking
I know, right?
Book.
First of all, perfect. Second of all, I'm so excited. And thirdly, most of this is fresh herbs in it. So
yeah, it
I'm
is.
Very excited about
so
it.
So I'll read through these. The marinade ingredients are the following. So for those at home, I want to write this down. 4 boneless and skinless chicken breasts. Okay. You want to, that's what you're soaking in this. A quarter cup olive oil, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 2 cloves garlic minced, 2 teaspoons fresh thyme minced, 2 teaspoons fresh rosemary minced, 1 teaspoon fresh oregano minced, zest of 1 lemon, and salt and black pepper to taste. The only thing she didn't leave here was how long to do it, but you know how long
a marinade is usually. I mean, you can do it anywhere between an hour and 12 hours, and if you want to do it the night before, you're going to cook it.
Did you do that with that chicken we had the other day?
No.
Why was that so good?
It was in a marinade, but I had bought it that way.
Oh, it was so good.
Same kind of thing, but this sounds
lovely, right?
Really good.
Yeah.
I have fresh thyme, oregano, garlic, all that. I have fresh.
I'd say you could do this for us, but you're leaving for like 2 weeks.
You're going to be just fine.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. We'll definitely try it. It sounds fantastic.
That
we're big on the
so
chicken
good.
Here right now.
Yes.
Chicken, grilled chicken, baby. Mm-mm. That's how you lose your 14 pounds. Here's one from Kenny and Tilly. I think is that another? Yeah, Tilly. This is also a text, it looks like. So the last one was an email, skimshow@gmail.com. This one's another text. It says, did any of your kids ever get crazy with fireworks when they were young? My 12-year-old just about burned my house down last week. Kenny and Tilly.
Oh, no.
Nick, kinda. He was into it, but
he
not
was into
like,
it, but he was pretty safe. And so I feel like that sounds really scary.
Yeah. Well, plus we are weenies here. So where you're from in Mississippi, you guys would chase each other around the house with freaking bottle rockets.
Are they around the outside of the house? Yes.
Sometimes
not
inside.
The inside.
I did that with your
rockets?
Brothers. With your brothers. I watched
Maybe.
Richard and the Twins.
They shouldn't have been doing that inside.
Be a great band, Richard and the Twins. But anyway, yeah, outside, you shoot them at each other like guns. And no one cares because everything's so wet and moist, nothing ever catches on fire any time down there.
It's true.
Although this year has been really dry, weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
Although we've been really wet up here. It's so weird. Everything's jacked. Anyway, but here in Utah, strict rules. We get wildfires. We have mountains. We have forests. We have strict
We have dryness
state
most
rules.
Years.
Yeah, state laws. So you have to be really careful. Things like bottle rockets, M80s, regular even firecrackers are not actually legal in this state.
Mm-hmm.
To get them, we had to load up in my friend's Datsun B210 or whatever the hell it was, drive to Wendover, and then buy the contraband and then come back and then try
and
to do
you
it
didn't
without
get stopped between here and there.
Hopefully nobody saw us. That's just what you did. People do it now for weed and gummies. They do the same thing. It's just different contraband. But anyway, so here they're really strict about it. So Nick didn't really have a lot of leeway to go crazy and do anything weird. But, you know, every kid, I'm going to say this, maybe this is controversial. Every kid between the age of 8 and 13 should try to blow up at least one anthill with a firecracker. I think that should be rite of passage. You should be able to do that. Because I did it. Every kid I know did it. Every kid I've ever talked to, every adult I know now did it.
Sure.
And even Nick did it. He and I did it together. But we never we never did anything that would burn the house down. And they don't give any more story here, but I'm really sorry to hear that you had a moment there.
Ugh.
Can you imagine?
No.
I don't know where they're from.
Scared and mad and everything at the same time.
Yeah. To me, it would be, whatever. I'd clamp down, I guess. I would say no more fireworks until you can learn how to not burn down a house while you're using them. I don't know where you live, but there are parts of the country where fireworks are no big deal. You just take them out and blow them up. Not here.
No, not here.
I think Colorado might also have some strict rules.
Probably. They're on the other side of our mountain range and kind of the same weather we do.
All of the Intermountain West in general, I think, is, you know, we have some desert time.
Pretty strict rules about it.
We have dryness. You know, are you experiencing any dryness?
Nice.
Just on your arm.
Real nice,
babe. Put some tea tree oil on that. That'd be fine. That's it for emails and for your voicemails, not voicemails, text messages. We'd love more voicemails though. So feel free to send those in. That same number will work. 801-471-0462. Let's talk about our foodie for the week. You should tell people about how you make those greens. The kale things.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I could eat a whole bowl of that. It'd probably kill me.
It probably would because it's just a lot of fiber. But it is kale, curly kale.
Why is it? Is that a brand or a kind?
It's a kind because they have red leaf kale. They have regular flat leaf, like big leaves. And this is the curly kind. It looks almost like parsley.
Okay.
So if I
go to a store, I can ask for that and they know what
totally.
I mean. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
It's kale and you take it off the spines, which is like the thicker middle part.
You don't want that.
Chop it up really small, like, I don't know, half inch size.
Yeah. Like little stamps. Stamp size. Yeah.
I like that. And then I just put it in a pan with some butter and oil.
And that's it.
And just, toss it on. I think I may have sprinkled a tiny bit of salt in there. A little bit of pepper. But it was just...
It must
really
be
good. It
mostly
kind of got all crispy and
really crispy and really it's not salty in a traditional salty sense. I think it's just whatever the butter boils down to salt wise.
It's kind of like bok choy though, because bok choy has a lot of salt in the plant and you don't add any to it. It has enough.
I think this
I'd
that's
say
going
it took
on.
About 5 minutes on medium high.
Yeah,
you don't want to burn it, but you want to get it a little crispy on the edges and keep tossing it around so it gets. Charred equally.
If you have a strict salt anti-sodium diet or something, maybe this isn't going to work for people, but if you can
do salt-free butter, oil, and no salt in it. Just put pepper in there. It would be really good still.
And then put that next to that chicken, the grilled chicken.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, you're eating like a king. You also did sauteed carrots.
I did sauteed carrots.
Those were really good.
Yep.
Were those out of the garden or no? Was it store-bought?
Store-bought. Okay. Those were just store-bought.
Okay. I can tell the difference because, like, we have cucumbers that came out of our garden this year, and they're just gnarly, just little angry, little cactus-looking little bastards.
They are pickling cucumbers. They're supposed to be small.
No, I know that, but if you go to the store and buy that same kind of cucumber, they're too perfect and pristine, and I can tell they've been drugged to death. Do you know what I mean? When they're too much alike, that's not right. You want them to be weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Homegrown is a little weirder. It's true.
And Carter keeps arranging them in phallic symbols.
Yeah, it's Carter. You can blame her all you want.
It wasn't me, was it? The one today, I saw him up there today. That wasn't me. That was totally not me. I don't know who did it, but now we got a perpetrator in the house.
So we can make some cucumber salad, some kale, and Sandra's chicken breasts.
This all sounds real good.
Amazing.
Thank you, Sandra, for your breasts. Thank you, everyone else, for your ideas. Sorry, that's terrible. That is going to do it for today. We'll be back next week, like I said. Kim will be remote, so that'll be fun. We're going to try to have a little fun with that. And we'll do another show.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you all very much. Don't forget, if you are like, man, I don't know how to support you guys. I know a way. Patreon.com/film... Patreon.com/... Frog pants. Yeah. And the reason that one's cool is when you get the audio feed from that, you get a commercial free version of the show. You never get ads in it. Yeah. So it's the way to live is what I'm trying to get at. frogpants.com/skim for all your other needs. And again, email us skimshow@gmail.com or text us at 801-471-0462. Kim, anything else before we go?
I think that'll do it for us today.
I do too. Thanks everybody for listening.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill and Mabel.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.